Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Yesterday, our next guest celebrated his 29 and a half birthday for, I believe, the 23rd consecutive year.
Double it.
And he joins us now to recap all the festivities. It's the one, it's the only, it's Woj here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Woj.
Well, well, well. Wow. Yes, indeed. It was quite a little celebration.
Look who's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I thought you might be, sitting in your chair watching American Horror Story Season 6, Episode 9.
No, I didn't reach 88 shots as planned.
Oh, you're 88.
Didn't get halfway there.
You're 88. Oh. Congratulations. I didn't have you pegged that.
I'm not, by the way.
Oh.
Vicious rumor.
Yeah, that was Angelique, I believe, who was
doing that
to you on the interwebs.
No, it's a great time. Thanks for all you. And for those who don't know, they're in listener land. They made a cake with my big fat face on it, sucking on my finger or something.
And Jennifer Hammond arranged for that. Have you seen these, Heather? They're cakes with actual photos on them.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
So they do the photos on, what, rice paper or something like that, and then they put them on the cake, and it looks like it's frosted like Wojo.
I'll just have to tweet out the video of it.
Okay, yes.
Oh, yeah. Show me the video. And who ended up eating my face? Somebody ate my face.
I don't know.
I think it's a drug expression. All right, Woj. Yeah. You can't see the future. Neither can Mark D'Antonio. That became clear yesterday. How, I will ask you anyway, though, how and when does this end?
It never ends. It will never be over.
It's just getting started.
Exactly. I don't think there was some clarity yesterday, but not total clarity.
Agreed.
There was clarity from D'Antonio's side of it. If we were suspecting that he's not interested in fighting for the job or demanding that he keep it, he is going to want to try to stay. Now, what you have to figure out is, does he truly want to try to stay, or does he have to say that so he gets the $4.3 million bonus in January?
Mm-hmm.
You can't say, yeah, I'll be gone, and then say, oh, wait, where's my bonus on January 15th? So I think there was some tactical measure to it. I also think there was some competitive fire, and I'm not finished, and I can still do it again. And I wore Rose Bowl pajamas the night before, so I recall and know I can do it. I get all that, and I think that was genuine. I think he believes that in his heart, but I don't know if he believes in his heart that he's going to get a chance or should get another chance to do it. And you say, wait a minute, great coach, been there 13 years. He deserves a chance. And okay, I get that. I do. But it's more complicated than that. His assistants, offensive assistants, are all on one-year contracts. So what do you do with the staff? What do you do with a roster that's pretty decimated? If he wants to reclaim what he had before, I think it's going to be difficult with the roster that he has. So, I mean, he said what he had to say, and it's fine of him to say it, but I don't think it settles anything per se. Do you guys?
No, and who makes the call if not him? I mean, if somebody we have no idea what the president there thinks. Well, I've heard he's a big sports fan. You know as well as I do, their board of trustees is kind of dysfunctional. So who makes the call?
Does the public and alums have the power to force a call?
Depends how much money they have.
Well, right. And even though there's a lot of outcry, and God help them if they were to lose to Rutgers or Maryland, but even though there is a lot of outcry, I do think, I could be totally wrong on this, but I do think there's a semi-prevailing Michigan State sentiment amongst alums and fans that, yeah, that's bad. I hope he retires, but if he doesn't, I'll do it another year just to see if he can get it back. I feel there is that sort of tepid sentiment.
But how do you get?
I think it's there. But I wouldn't call it prevailing. In fact, I would call it. I'd call it minority. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that. You'd have to really go person by person. But what do you know? And I feel like I'm assuming that Bill Beekman is a powerless, toothless athletic director, and that's not totally fair. Or maybe it is. I don't know. I don't know much about him, so I'm going based on what I hear Mike talk about.
Puts out
some
a great
of the other
alumni.
People.
He put out a great alumni magazine, according to Caputo.
Okay, but what does he have? He is the athletic director.
Yeah.
I mean, that is his title, and it's not like it's an interim job. He's got the gig, so why not him?
Well, what do we know about him or the new president Stanley? What do we know about?
Not a big expert on hair.
What do we know about his commitment to football? What do we know about Beekman's commitment to D'Antonio? I assume it's very strong because when he was elevated, it was sort of with the endorsement of both D'Antonio and Izzo. What does Izzo think about this? Is D'Antonio's his guy and side by side, but he probably doesn't want to see him. If you look at the reality of it, if D'Antonio's goal is to rebuild it, complete the circle, finish the job, and I don't see a path to that. Maybe I'm totally, the recruiting has fallen off. I don't know. Where do you find offensive assistants? Are you just going to rehire all the ones that you have? It sounds good. It sounds, give the greatest Michigan State coach a chance to do it again. When you start picking through the particulars, I don't know how he makes it work. But at
right.
least he said yesterday, he wants to try to do it.
Yeah, I'm with the sentiment that I would love to see him get another opportunity, but I'm also of the belief that he can't. Meaning, I'm not saying he's not able to coach a team. He's did a great job. He's built a terrific program. But the odds of him in a short amount of time turning this thing around, given who's on the roster right now and who else is looming in the Big Ten, I'd love to see him try. I just don't think he's... I mean, I'd love to see you run a marathon, Woj. I just don't think you're able to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the environment has changed. And not just that, Michigan has gotten better and Penn State has gotten better and Ohio State is still dominant. But the environment in college football is very much leaning towards offensive innovation and fast quarterbacks with mobility. And there's... That's not his thing. Never has been. He can hire somebody who that's his thing, but
it's still going to take time. I mean,
right? Exactly.
Even if you get who you want, are people going to sit there and say, "Okay, we realize we might be 5-7, but it'll be better the following year"?
No, but Sony, I agree. There's logically from outside there, it doesn't look tenable. It doesn't look like it would work. But when you get inside the competitive mind of a great coach who's been there a long time, I could see why he would say, no, I'm not. And I've heard some people in that very office at 97 won the ticket, Michigan State fans, who said they think Michigan beating him worse on Saturday made it more likely he wants to come back. He doesn't want that to be the lingering taste. Like, if it was a close game, where they pulled the upset, maybe it wouldn't bother him so much. I don't know if it comes down to just that, but I don't know if that could be a factor. D'Antonio's into images and legacies and motivational things. So,
I just, we were talking about this earlier, and while the sentiment is a fine one, which is a guy like this who's done what he's done deserves the chance to go out on his terms, I dismissed that for the most part, and then I amended it to include Izzo in this because I do think Izzo deserves a chance to go out on whatever terms he wants to. But this is still Michigan State University. It's not D'Antonio U. It's Michigan right. State football. It's not the Mark program. I mean, I don't know of any coach, really, other than the all-timers like Krzyzewski and Belichick who, quote-unquote, deserve to go out on their terms. I mean, the university has to do its best for the program, best for the future of the program, and I think it's pretty clear that he's not that.
Correct, but there's a leadership vacuum, which I
yes.
think we just described,
yes.
including the Board of Trustees, and I don't think anyone wants to grab... It would be like everybody looking around the room, do you want to push him out? Anybody, like, who would grab that mantle, or who would think necessarily that mantle needs to be grabbed? And So that's the leadership vacuum in this case may help D'Antonio if, in fact, he truly 100% wants to do it. He couched things yesterday with, you know, my intent is I can't predict the future. And I think what he's hinting at there is, without saying it, there is that whole deposition thing with Curtis Blackwell that, you know, sometimes those depositions get out. The, you know, lawyers can release them if they want. And who knows what comes out of that that could be more damaging. So I think that's all that he's talking about. That's why he went back to I live in the present, because right now it's going to be a very tricky offseason.
Real quick answer. Who's got a better chance of coaching here next year, Mark D'Antonio or Matt Patricia?
That is a toughie. I'll say neither. No, I'll say both. No, wait.
Better
chance of coaching here next year? God, that's tight. I'll say D'Antonio.
Oh, they're going to say Blashill.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah.
I'll go with Harbaugh. By the way, I heard you're doing dad's advice.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about that. Mark D'Antonio's father famously said, finish your circles, which I actually don't believe he ever said that. But anyway... Stop pressing the buttons on your phone with your face, okay? And then,
oh my God, I did my cheek did that.
Yeah, I know, twice. Stoney's father famously said to him, "Make sure your first one's experienced." So let's guess
I
what.
I thought Stoney's dad's advice was, "Make sure you talk in complete circles." No, that's incorrect. That's not right.
And let me guess yours, Woj. Bob, always finish your plate.
How do you know that?
Was that was going to be yours?
It absolutely was. Clean your plate.
Well, you have...
The mother works hard to cook that.
I think all parents said that at one point.
You have followed his advice to a T for all of these 29 and a half years. So
happy birthday, Woj.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, 29 and a half.
29 and a half.
Yeah.
All right. The Bogey and Wojo show is on tonight, leading into Pistons basketball in Chicago against the Bulls.
And the video of his cake is up there on Twitter.
Oh, Wojo's cake from last night from the birthday celebration is on under your Twitter account.
Yes. My face last night. Let me know.
It's a horrible question to ask. All right. See you, Bob.
Woohoo!
There he is. It's Wojo right here on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.